EPCOR Water, a subsidiary of a Canadian utilities company, treats the wastewater of several communities in Arizona, mostly in the West Valley. Now, the Arizona Corporation Commission is ordering EPCOR to consolidate all the wastewater districts after years of discussion. From our West Valley Bureau, KJZZ's Casey Kuhn joins me. And Casey, how did this rate case begin?
So EPCOR services about 66,000 customers that are, for the most part, scattered. For example, they have them in parts of Anthem, Sun City, and a homeowners association in Buckeye called Verado, just to name a few. What happened was about 4 years ago, the commission allowed EPCOR to change its wastewater rates to shift the costs around the districts. That eventually led to a huge disparity in the fees customers were paying for the same service from the same company. In one example, their Agua Fria district was going to be paying up to $100 a month, while Sun City West only pays about $20 a month, even though they both use the same wastewater treatment plant.
So when residents figured out how much they were paying compared to other communities, I would imagine they weren't all that thrilled about it. What was the response?
Yeah, they weren't happy. There were hundreds of complaints to the commission, and many came from the districts paying the most, just like that Agua Fria district and Verado and a few others. The commission heard their complaints and asked EPCOR to look into a solution to address the big gap in fees. One of those solutions was to consolidate all of the districts, basically putting them all under one rate roof. Verado resident Michael Harris has been following this rate case and advocating for his community for the past 3 years, after his rate went up to a peak of $100 a month.
Then when we found out other EPCOR customers being served by the same company were paying $18 a month and $22 a month for their service in Sun City and Sun City West, we went, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense at all. How can you charge different rates from the same company for the same service?
And he says this decision to consolidate will be a huge relief to him and his neighbors.
So, Casey, EPCOR's customers' bills are going to be different, higher or lower. What are those changes?
So the agreement comes down to phasing in the change over the next 5 years, starting July 1st. For Verado residents like Harris, that means their current $70 fee will go down to $60 next month, then go down to around $50 next year and continue until they pay about $39 a month. That's going to be the flat rate across all communities, including Sun City and Sun City West, where this consolidation was met with a lot of pushback, actually. Those communities also account for a lot of EPCOR customers. The main argument from those residents is that a lot of them live on a fixed income, being retirees, and doubling their rate will be difficult for some. The commission basically responded by saying, well, yeah, it's more than you're used to at $20 a month, but it's still under $40, and that's still pretty low.
What about EPCOR? Are they ultimately going to get more money out of this?
So that same agreement that the commission approved to create the flat rate also approved a $3.1 million revenue increase for EPCOR. I spoke to an EPCOR representative, Rebecca Stenholm, and she says the payments were calculated based on operating costs 2 years ago.
So when the new rates go into effect July 1, they're actually going to be based on what it cost for us to provide service and the infrastructure investments made by 2015.
EPCOR also says that by consolidating, they'll be saving money by reducing the paperwork and centralizing the billing process. And they expect to be investing a lot into the Sun City area where the infrastructure is aging and quickly.
So how can someone check to see if their bill is going to go up or going to go down?
So EPCOR is required to send out the notice of these changes to all their customers, and there's also an online map, which you can check out at kjzz.org to find out more about where these changes are and how the consolidation is going into effect this July.
That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Mark.
And you're listening to The Show.